He lived in the land of Ur. Land until he smashed all the idols made by his father. Well, God said, don't worry, but you gotta let me be your only one. Take your sister Sarah and go down to the land of Canaan. God said, follow me. And Abram took his hand. You know you can trust me, 'cause I am Yahweh I am. Be the father of nations that forever own this land. Just don't ever doubt me, and I'll bless you, Abraham. You're the father of many nations. Count the sons, but you gotta leave right now. Take your princess Sarah and run. All the nations of the world through you will be blessed. God made a promise, 'cause Abraham was virtuous. Abraham left the city for a life on the desert road. It wasn't long to drought and famine rolling down to Egypt and Pharaoh. The Pharaoh had an eye of beauty and took Sarah for his own, but not before paying Abraham with Sarah's fertile land and gold. But God didn't like it, and he plagued the Pharaoh's house. Pharaoh had enough and told Abraham and Sarah to leave. Just get out. God said, take your princess and do what you were told. And Abraham built an altar there, and he brought in the oaks. God said to Abraham, I'll give you a son. But 10 years passed away, and the baby hadn't come. In desperation, Sarah asked his servant Hagar to sleep in. Abraham. God said to Sarah, I'll give you a son too. Sarah laughed at God and said, you know I'm too old too. God said, you can trust me, and in a year I will return. Just don't ever doubt me, and then Isaac was born. Well, Sarah couldn't stand it, she drove Hagar's son away. But God filled Israel's pain and said, don't worry, I am Yahweh. And just when it seemed to last, that all of Abraham's promises were won, God commanded Abraham to sacrifice his son. But an angel came to Abraham and told Abraham, set Isaac free. And the Lamb of God was sacrificed, now the rest is history.